produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Welcome to Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett. This is Terry Wellness Coach Jackson, or Coach Terry, with Your Wealth is Your Wellness. Your wealth is your wellness. I am so grateful to be back with you all, and I'm so excited to share with you what God has put on my heart today. And He is our light and our salvation, and we should not fear anyone. You know, it makes me think of the song, "The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. I will trust in you. I will trust in you." I love it. I just think that if we just wait on the Lord, He will answer our prayers. We just have to be still. I was reading in my devotion from Joyce Meyer, who I absolutely adore. She's a author, she's a minister, she's a coach, you know, she's an empowerment producer. And she has a devotion that I read called New Day, New You. And the word for the day was let it drop. Let it drop. And the scripture, what she spoke upon, was Mark 11:25, which says, "And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them. Let it drop. Leave it. Let it go. In order that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your own failings, your own shortcomings. So let it drop. Let it drop." And I love the way she titled, "Let it drop." Like, let it go. I know that there are people that we care about and that we love who have hurt us, disappointed us, betrayed us the most. And over my 51 years of life, I've had to, as a woman and a Christ follower, is to be obedient and let it go. Because Lord knows I'm human and I'm not perfect. I've made some serious mistakes in life. And I've had to come to the Lord to ask for forgiveness. So let it go. Let it go. Forgiveness is the sweetest thing. It is for you. It is not for the person who meant to hurt you or unintentionally hurt you or had a motive. And so she says, according to the dictionary, forgive means to renounce anger or resentment against, to absolve from payment of, like a debt. She says she likes the phrase used by the Amplified Bible in the verse, "Let it drop." How many times have you had a problem with someone and think you have settled it between you, but the other person keeps bringing it back up? Ooh. Now, I will say, as I was developing into the woman that I am today, I was that person. I really didn't realize that I hadn't let it go. I was mad about that thing. I'm human. You're human. But what the Lord says is, Coach Terry, let it go. I have such big plans of abundance and greatness for you, my child. And if you're hanging on to this, your blessings will have to await. Forgive, let it go, so that you can grow and be ready for what I have for you. You know, many of us are in relationships, husbands, wives, significant others. And, you know, at times it's not so easy. It can be a little challenging because we may have some point in our relationship have hurt one another, and we tend to bring something up or bring something from the past. And what God is saying is that we need to let that go. You might have some disagreements or problems between you and some friends or you and your relationships. But let it go. Don't let it keep coming back up over and over and over again. Life is too short. Jesus is telling us to let it go. Drop it. Leave it. Stop talking about it. What that does is that brings up all of those negative emotions that you felt the first time it happened or took place. And what we have to do is we have to learn to discipline our disappointments. You've heard me share it before. We have to discipline our disappointments. What does that look like, Coach Terry? Well, that could mean going for a walk. That could mean going to a place somewhere outside where nature is, and it's a lake. It's green. The water's trickling. The birds are chirping. The frogs are hopping on lily pads in the water. The sun is shining. And you're journaling. Your journal could be, "Dear God, you're going to have to help me." And I'm laughing because that's what my journals say. They say, "Lord, you're going to have to help me." Because if your wealth is your wellness, the wealth of wisdom that God gives us each and every day will allow us to be well. Another coping mechanism could be going for a walk. It could be swimming. It could be meditating. It could be creating a serenity sanctuary in your home. That's really my forte. I love helping women create serenity sanctuaries in their home. And I love helping men create serenity sanctuaries in their home. For you men, the serenity sanctuary is your quote-unquote man cave. It's a place where you can go. You can play your loudest favorite music, watch your favorite sports channel, maybe shoot some pool, darts, checkers, dominoes, solitaire. Just a place where you can just be without having any outside distractions to bother you. Your man cave, right? It's what you make of it. And then for us ladies, our serenity sanctuary is usually our bedroom and or bathroom. I used to tell my children at a young age, as I raised them from the ages of 6 and 8, I prepared you all for bed. You're all ready. You've had your snacks. We've read our book. You've done your homework. Now I'm going to put on this movie for you all. And Mom is going to go into her room. And I need you all to stay here and watch your movie. Now I don't want you knocking on my door unless you're on fire. And that was my time. My time with God. Running bath water with a nice bubble bath and a soy candle burning with my favorite glass of red wine. A glass of red wine won't hurt. In fact, it's good for heart health. Or it could be your favorite beverage. It could be water with lime and lemon. It could be in your serenity sanctuary with your diffuser, diffusing your favorite essential oils that has a therapeutic and nature-based benefit. It could be music playing in addition to all of that. That's serene and that's quiet and that's pure. Relaxing. Calming. And you just sitting in your bubble bath, still. And God's wisdom comes in and says, my child, you need to let it drop. Forgive. For forgiveness is the sweetest thing. Another coping mechanism outside of the serenity sanctuary could be journaling. In fact, once you're in your serenity sanctuary, I recommend that you pray and that you journal. Maybe you're writing that letter, dear God. Maybe you're writing that letter to the person who hurt you. They'll never see it, but at least it's written. I do an exercise with some of the people that I coach, and I say, write the letter to the person that hurt you and then read it out loud to yourself in the mirror and then close it in the book and be done. Another exercise that one can do, if you shared with a friend girl or a close friend that a certain individual hurt you and that you want to forgive and you've shared the story, what's really nice, I've done this too with clients, after you tell me your story, I put myself in the position of the person that hurt you. For example, Donna, I could be Donna's husband, okay? But I'm still Coach Terry. Donna has told me everything that took place that her husband did to hurt her, and she's trying to let it go. And I will say, Donna, as your husband, you know, I love you very much. And I just want to let you know I recognize that I've hurt you. And I just want you to know that I'm human. And I did say what I meant, but the tone that I said it in could have been different. I'm working on me, and I need you in my life. You are my heart, and I recognize that I've hurt you. I'm asking for you to forgive me. I want you to forgive me for the things that I said to you in that tone. And if and or when I get to that state, you can leave me, because clearly I need to work on myself, and that starts today. I'm sorry. I apologize. And then Donna has an opportunity to make a decision to let it go. Accept the apology. Tell your husband that you forgive him. And know that the Lord is your strength, He is your light, and He is your salvation. Now, let me make a great point here. One, we don't tolerate any type of emotional abuse. If this is the very first instant that this has taken place, then Donna can say, okay, I forgive you. But I would take it a step further. For both to go get some counseling. It's good for the soul. It's good for the marriage. It's good for the relationship. It's great for the individual. So that the marriage can develop and grow and blossom and be of the Lord. It would be nice that Donna's husband would then take them and lead them into prayer. That would be fantastic. So we have to learn to let things go. And we have to know that we also are not human. We have done things that are not pleasing to the Lord. And the Lord has forgiven us. So that's why we must forgive. I am excited that in spite of what has taken place in the middle of a pandemic, there's still life taking place. Babies are being born. Animals are being raised, fed, bred. Water still running in the lakes upon the rocks. The sun still shining. The birds are chirping. The grass is green. The leaves are turning for fall. The weather and the seasons are changing. And what that means about being well is that if you are alive and breathing right now, and you're not in a hospital on a ventilator, you need to give the Lord some praise. Okay? Glory be to the Father, for my health is my greatest wealth. For your wealth is your wellness. I am so grateful to God that I get to see, and I'm excited I get to see life continuing to happen each and every day. And despite of those who are in need. And so if you are listening right now, you need to give the Lord some praise. For you are breathing, you're not in a hospital on a respirator. Now for those that are listening where your health is compromised, you've been affected by the coronavirus. You have some secondary complications. It could be pneumonia or some pulmonary issues, or you have high blood pressure or diabetes. You have the opportunity to make a change for yourself. It's one simple decision. Invest in your health. Invest in you. God gives us the opportunities to make decisions. It'll be one of the best decisions you'll ever make in life if you invest in your health, because your health is your greatest wealth. When you have your health, you have the opportunity to be well in relationships, be well physically, be well mentally, be well emotionally, be well environmentally. Get strong. Build your spirituality, your spiritual muscles. They'll carry you through. They'll empower you and inspire you to take care of your temple physically. Your spiritual muscles will empower you to take care of yourself financially. This is the season where you can be blessed to get out of debt. You just got to see the cup runneth over. When I sit outside and I look at the lake and I see those waves coming towards me, I said, God, thank you. Look at all of these blessings coming towards my way. Thank you, Father. That cup it runneth over. Some of us are saying, I'm so depressed. Coach Terry, I live alone. I don't have anybody to talk to. I don't have any family. I don't have any support system. What I'll say to you is, reach out. Let somebody know you're alone. Now, God's never left us. He's never going to forsake us. But when I say reach out, there has to be somebody that you know in your community where you can connect dots with. It's either going to be via phone, and you all are going to have to get used to Zooming if you're not Zooming right now, or FaceTiming, or video chat, whatever the case may be. Social media in a positive light. You can choose the groups that you join in social media, spiritual groups, churches. But I say reach out. Right now, many people are having church online, Bible study online. Reach out, because people are also reaching to find you. So connect those dots within your surroundings in a centralized area where you can have some type of network to collaborate with. It's imperative. Or you could pick up the phone or join Sisters for Self-Care. It's for men too. But you can get on social media, on Facebook and Instagram. Follow me, Sisters, the number 4, Self-Care. Or join the Sisters for Self-Care Facebook group. I'll be more than happy to pour into you. And you can join some of the Facebook lives. But I'm here to tell you all, don't stop believing. Don't stop trusting the Lord. For the Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? Whom shall we be afraid? This is Coach Terry on Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett. Your wealth is truly your wellness. Be well. I love you. And until next time.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.